following 40-year-old Aaron's Records on Highland, who is already selling off the rest of their inventory. Rhino Westwood, a Westside landmark for over 30 years, is also closing its doors. Marcus Kegler, the general manager of the Rhino Records store, says there's a lot of activity and emotions in the store today.
Basically, what we're doing today is we are packing up the store and putting everything into storage. We decided a few days ago that we will be reopening our doors on January the 21st and 22nd for a final sale, and we'll be doing it up, you know, Rhino Records style. We'll have lots of films from past performers who have played at our store over the years, people like Nirvana, Lucinda Williams, and Soundgarden. We'll also have a photo book out of the past 35 years for people to come take a look at. So it'll be a lot of fun. Hope people can come down. But the overall mood is pretty down. It's a sad time. It's the end of an era. And why that is, well, there's just a number of things, really. You can blame internet downloading. You can put the blame on things like Amoeba coming in. But Amoeba never really affected us too much since we're all the way on the west side. But there is kind of a story that just a few weeks ago, a mother came in with her little daughter and was going to buy her a CD, and the daughter turned to her mom and said, "Well, that's okay, Mom, I can just download it." Really what we're facing as independent music retailers is an entire new generation of consumers who are getting their music via the internet, via the digital age. And unfortunately, there's no room left for independent retailers like Rhino Records, which is sad, but that's just the way things go.
That was Marcus Kegler, general manager of the Rhino Records store. Jim Donio, the president of the National Association of Recording Merchandisers in New Jersey, feels there will be more casualties, and it's a financial and also an emotional loss for the communities they serve. He says, quote, "There's a real sense of community and discovery in these stores. They were special places. It's sad to see them go away, and it's not good for anyone," unquote. For the KPFK Evening News, I'm Patty Peach.